Let's go. Hour two, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay, Kyle Tosk in the house. We thought maybe the train was holding up Piper, but we don't see him whipping around the corner.
I think it was Brad Underwood who was holding him
up. Brad Underwood's doing it. Thanks, Coach. Thanks a lot, Coach. You're giving Kyle more airtime. So maybe Kyle and Brad have something. I don't know. Maybe there's you exchange some cash with him. I'm guessing he doesn't need your money.
No, he doesn't. And also, if I did, I would not admit as much in today's day and age of college basketball.
I don't. Can you give Coach money?
Let's not test it.
Okay, let's don't test that. Was that Pipes right there? I see a white car coming around the corner.
I believe that is him. So all right. We might get some recruiting thoughts.
We're
going to
get some recruiting thoughts. Here's what we're going to do, because Derek's going to come in and we'll talk some football. Or I'm sorry, some basketball recruiting. And Joey Wagner is coming on at 4:30 to talk some Illini women's basketball and recruiting. So while we do this, as we're waiting for Pipes to come in, let's get a little Brett Bielema getting you ready for Illinois and Indiana this Saturday at 11 a.m. Here's some of Coach B from his press conference earlier this week.
From a couple update standpoints, just literally met with JB, our trainer, and Reggie will practice tomorrow, full go. I think our thought is to let him go Tuesday. He was kind of on the back end of last week and didn't respond as well. That's why we didn't take him on a trip. So Reggie will be full go tomorrow to kind of see how he responds on Wednesday. But the idea and anticipation would be for him to be back with us. Keith Randolph really handled the game pretty well, but I would say that I don't think it was 100% Keith. So we're going to kind of back off him a little bit this week, but fully intend for him to be back with us. Our thoughts will be with Aiden tomorrow. Aiden Loffrey will have surgery tomorrow morning and start his road to recovery as it goes. And then Luke, you know, basically at the end of the game there, you know, took a shot that, you know, prohibited him from moving forward. But I do expect him to bounce back this week and have him be involved with the game on Saturday. If not, obviously John would be our guy. But right now, every indication is that we'll be able to go down that road. I give a lot of credit to our coaches. You know, I specifically said Thursday after practice on the field about how we're 8 games into this, right? You have all this film to watch, all this film to prepare on. But the greatest players I've ever been around are the guys that are put in situations that they weren't accounted for, weren't ready or expecting them to happen. I literally said to the group, there's going to be somebody on this field right now that has no idea they're going to impact our game. I didn't know it was going to be our second string quarterback on 4th and 11 with less than a minute to go and no timeouts. So give John Paddock a tremendous amount of credit. But I also think he has a rapport with our players, the way Isaiah Williams responded to him immediately, especially on that last play, but also the 4th and 11 play was a play that they had, I think, connected on, not just in that moment, but, you know, during the course of the year, just mutual respect for one another. I really like the way our defense responded in the second half. The numbers were really staggering in the first half. It was kind of a unusual first half, but the way it played out to go in that locker room, 17-14, told the guys at halftime, let's not come back in here without a W, and obviously a lot of good things to make that happen. So, you know, I thought it was interesting, right? Like, Luke in the first half was 15 of 19, but – I looked at it from a statistical standpoint, right? So since the Penn State game, he's completed 66% of his passes. He's thrown for over 1,300 yards, over 220 a game, 10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, right? And I like the fact that we're playing better football down the stretch. I obviously wish we had played better in some of those earlier games, but I like the direction this team takes. I like the work ethic. I like their attitude. I think we'll see more of the same. See a lot of guys up there this morning, obviously in the building already on a player's day off. So I'm excited for the week to see where we can go. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Coach Aaron Henry said that Johnny Newton may be the most impactful interior defensive lineman that he's ever coached or been around. Where does he stack up as far as the guys that you've seen?
Yeah, you know, ironically, I was coming in on Sunday morning, J-Mo, Terrence Jamison, our D-line coach, was parked right next to me. He came in at the same time, and I said, hey, you know, we obviously have 4 guaranteed games left with Johnny. And I think as a coach, one of the great things that I had from advice from Coach Alvarez my first year as a head coach was coaching Joe Thomas and Paul Chris and him. We were sitting together and they said, hey, this is, you know, Joe might be a generational player. And I really didn't even know what that meant. That was a big term for me. And they said, you know, you may never have another left tackle that plays the game as well as Joe Thomas. And so I've always kind of had that term. You know, I've been around some great ones, some first-round draft picks, And for me, at the defensive line, at the interior defensive tackle position in college, is by far the best player I've been around. And it's a point last year where I knew he was a really good player, right? And when Johnny decided to come back, he wanted to come back with the idea that he was going to play as good as he possibly could and then put a one on his back, right, for on draft day. And everything I've witnessed to this point has reassured me it's even better than it was a year ago. I think classic play on Saturday, obviously the third down, and, you know, that's a four-point play, right? So that sack was a big sack, but it prohibited 4 points from going on the board, and you see the effect that it had on the game in the end, right? Like,
there you go. Brett Bielema. We'll hear more fresh Brett Bielema tomorrow in terms of getting ready for Indiana. Again, a home game. Big Ten tailgate will be there, so they'll be recording live, I guess, from the tailgates. That'll be fun for Illinois fans if you're out there bright and early. Derek Piper, Illinois, Indiana, 11 a.m. Saturday. Today, though, the basketball team getting to work. You heard from a lot of coaches today.
Quite a few.
Who all was on the docket?
So we had Brad Underwood, Shauna Green, Dan Hartlib, Tyra Perry, Janet Rayfield, Chris Thomas.
Wow.
We also did men's gymnastics.
Okay. Janet Rayfield, still coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done it for a long time here at
Illinois. I think she's still second on the all-time goals list at UNC behind Mia Hamm.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? I love Coach Rayfield. She's great. All right, so we did our best, Kyle and I, in the first hour to kind of break down Merez Johnson and the rest of that class. Mm-hmm. You're going to do it a lot better. So when we come back, let's have Derek Piper break down what for Brad Underwood is the fifth top 20 recruiting class in his 7 years here at Illinois. You said Chris Thomas has been here 7 years, Brad Underwood 7 years. It flies by.
Crazy, isn't it?
It just doesn't seem like that. It really doesn't. But we've got Pipes in the house. We'll hear from Joey Wagner coming up a little bit later on the women's side. Also get his thoughts on the men's side as well. But Derek Piper breaking down this Illini recruiting class, including the stud Merez Johnson. We'll hear more from Pipes when we return. It is The Drive.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and a Truck.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
We'll be right back. Join us for the live broadcast after 3 p.m. on Friday, November 10th. Great guests ahead of Dad's Day, including Jay Layman, McLean Stahl, and Hans D. with Who You Got. Eric Meyer has great drink specials, terrific pub food like the Slugger Burger, Chicken Fingers, Loaded Nachos, and Fish on Fridays. Diane Ducey will be handing out tickets to the Illinois vs. Indiana game Saturday the 11th at 2:30 with the flyover as a salute to our veterans. Pia's 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Have you heard rare, exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can even pick it up at their farm. And look for Savannah Ridge Farms every Saturday at the Farmers Market inside Lincoln Square, Saturdays from 8 to 11. It's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5 Latte. Derek Piper's in the house. And, of course, Kyle Tosk, who helps fill in and always does an admirable job. With that, we appreciate it. Pipes hasn't been here 2 minutes, and the U of I Line Alec text line is already firing in questions about Jeremiah Fears, which we'll get to here in a second.
Can you read the one from 358?
Oh, yes. We missed this, and this is classic. This was on the U of I Line Alec text line, quote, "All you guys do is talk Cubs all day, every day. Isn't this a Cardinals affiliate?" Signed, Pipes. How did we miss that, Kyle? No,
that was a terrible miss by us.
It's all right.
We did get some Cubs out of the way.
I was driving over. I enjoyed the conversation about Craig Counsell.
And despite Lon's best efforts, we actually talked about it.
Oh, I was. You couldn't imagine in the first segment what. I mean, I was breaking down.
He was breaking down his ability to crack an egg in the tailgate lot.
Yes. I mean, I had everything working to just delay any kind of conversation on the Chicago Cubs. Hey, we're going to have Joey Wagner, bottom of the hour, maybe closer to 4:35, 4:40. I'm going to text Wags here in a minute, see if that's cool with him. He's been busy all day as well, covering a lot of that, so we'll get his thoughts on it. But, Derek, Merez Johnson is the guy that headlines this, top 35, I think, guy. According to 24/7 Sports, your service, Illinois, is 17th-ranked class in the country. I'm going to start with the negative and then go from there and let you kind of talk about each one of these players.
Okay.
You said it the other day, or maybe last week, in terms of a second splash, with the idea that you had Merez Johnson for 2 years, and you know you've got a top 30 guy. And it's hard to argue when you get top 20 classes every year under Brad Underwood, 5 out of 7 now. But they never, and who knows, Jace Butler could end up being really good. Jason Jaxis could end up being exactly what they need on the inside, if I'm saying his name right. But did it surprise you a little bit as well? And if Fears does reclassify and come, is he the splash?
He could be the splash if that were to happen. There's no doubt. I mean, you look at him in 2025, he's a top 50 guard in that class. So I would consider that a splash if you were to do that. We can talk a little bit more about kind of where things stand with Jeremiah as we push forward. But just in general, I don't know that I'm necessarily shocked that it didn't happen. I think that'll be something that will be used against Brad Underwood and his staff. It's something a bone to pick the fans will have if say Jace Butler doesn't pan out at Illinois. Right. Jason Jackson looks to be a reach, and his body doesn't ever develop as you would have hoped for him to reach into some of his upside with his skill as a 6'10 guy that can move and shoot the ball pretty well. You'll say, okay, you had Merez Johnson 2 years early in terms of his commitment. That's a guy you should be able to build around, and maybe you go out there and covet another big-time get, potentially. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I know what certain guys are and how they're going to play out. I mean, we've seen it a number of different ways. Obviously, when you get the chances are when you get a top 50 guy or whatnot, which are hard to get. They're hard to get, and Bradner went through his tenure, has gotten more of those than Bruce Weber did, more of those than John Gross did, probably right. Just as many as if not, I would say more than both of them combined, really. Mm-hmm. But those guys usually hit more often than not. But we've seen it. You know, Sky Clark came in with a lot of accolades, didn't play very well, then he left.
Good point.
You know, Jaden Epps is ranked in the top 100, got him for a year, and then he left. So it doesn't always just boil down to where they're ranked. Brad will tell you he doesn't care at all about that. So for me personally, I know a guy like one thing that I think that sticks out to me is we know this roster needs shooting.
Mm.
And it still does after these additions. And yes, you can go to the portal, and they've done that well. They've been able to go out and add some guys that bring experience. And obviously Terrence was a phenomenal add to get 2 years out of him. We're hoping and thinking that Marcus Damask is going to be a really nice addition. And you're going to have a chance to go in the portal again to make some big splashes.
Jaden Schutt's coming next year. I mean, I'm just saying it right now.
He's been peddling that one.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play very much for Duke this year,
agree.
He should probably look
I'm on the shoot watch.
To go somewhere. That would be a hell of a call by you. You know, we'll have the receipts and everything. Oh, you've been saying this for a long time. But Cole Serta,
yes.
For him to go to Notre Dame, I don't think it was for a lack of effort by Illinois, especially once they decided they were really going after him. But he right now is a top 100 wing that shoots the heck out of it. You also look at Noyes Andrusitis, who's going to Iowa State, and one that Illinois was dabbling with for quite a while. Ultimately, he had a rough summer 2 years ago, and Illinois kind of backed off a little bit. And ultimately, you know, he goes somewhere else, and he played. He's had his moments. Like, I don't think he's the knockdown shooter that Serta is, but he's 6'5". He can score it. So I think those are ones that down the road could be like, oh, man, I wish we would have got him. That's a long-winded answer to. I'm not too concerned about it, but I think it when you take developmental pieces or under-the-radar pieces, which Jax is a developmental, Jace Butler definitely under the radar.
Yep.
When you look at, you know, he's like an unranked three-star or whatnot outside of the top 150. If they don't pan out, then one of the criticism points against Brad and them will be, hey, you probably should have got another guy next to Merez, just knowing how much of an early head start you had on that.
What does it say about Merez Johnson that as a sophomore he says, I'm committed, and now as a senior commits?
It was cool. I'm glad for my job as it relates. I've covered some recruitments where there is maybe a little bit of an earlier commitment, and then you're on wait for this to hit the fan type of watch
exactly.
Where things get weird and it's, you know, oh, well, there's buzz that this team's messing around here, like Jeremiah Tillman.
It'd be easier if we could just curse.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. I try to navigate that.
Because
I
always
possible.
Say it's a blank show.
Yep.
I mean, everybody knows what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody knows what you just said.
You know, we're an ESPN affiliate, and they got Pat McAfee now, who he's done his fair share of.
I'll send Stevie an email and say, is it okay if starting tomorrow we just go for broke?
Yeah.
Until the FCC comes in and says, that's it.
Yeah, let's kind of challenge them.
Just tear it down.
Like Kansas challenged the NCAA. Like, are you really going to do anything about it?
We'll bring in stripper poles in the studio and, like, have Snoop here with his green hat. Yeah, let's go. I mean, that would be awesome.
Balls
okay,
to the wall.
I interrupted you.
But, yeah, like the Jeremiah Tillman recruitment, I remember that very fondly. It was fun to cover. Illinois fans don't remember it necessarily fondly in hindsight, but the twists and turns of that. You had him committed, and then, all right, now Missouri's messing with him. Kansas is messing with him. Adam Miller when he commits but doesn't sign. And it's like, all right, well, he just met with Juwan yesterday and he had all that kind of stuff. So for it to be a drama-free recruitment for Merez, especially for a guy that high profile and a guy that's gotten a lot better offensively within the last year, he has a legit case to say, hey, I should be a five-star talent. I should, you know, he just got invited to last month the USA basketball junior national team mini camp. So he's nationally considered as one of the best big men out there. I think it helps Illinois. I was thinking back on this today. When he committed, Illinois was coming off of being a one seed in the NCAA tournament. They had Io and Kofi. Io then goes to the NBA. And these are all things that Illinois as a program had not had in so long. An NBA draft pick, a one seed, a great national stage type of year. Then the following, so Merez commits. The following year, Illinois wins the Big Ten. Kofi's an All-American at Merez's position.
Yep.
And so there really wasn't, I think it's easy to say, just kind of based on what Illinois has gone through in the past, is like, man, it's surprising that no big fish came in and tried to swallow Illinois whole and take over this recruitment. Well, it was harder to do that based on kind of what the program had done.
Yep.
And I think another added dynamic too now is, not that this was ever a part of it, because really it seemed like Merez has been wanting to be here. He mentioned very early on that, you know, the idea of playing closer to home, having his family at games, that all mattered to him. The relationship with Tim Anderson, who's got a deep, deep connection to Mean Streets, and that is paid off with Ty. It's paid off with Merez as well. But another thing in terms of like flipping some stuff late, with NIL, you know, there used to be, you could probably count on, well, I don't know, it just depends, count on a hand or two, some programs that might jump in and drop a big bag late. Like, let's just call it like it is.
Right.
And Illinois has been on the wrong side of that at times. With NIL, it's different. I mean, you're a home state guy. Your marketability is going to be as good as, better than anywhere, really, if you go to Illinois and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think Illinois is in a position where, let's say, Kansas wanted him or whoever it was. Maybe, you know, maybe Memphis was willing to do something different than Illinois was 5 years ago. They're going to try to be like, all right, we're going to mess around in the gray area and try to really muck this recruitment up. And I said muck on that, not something else, even though Lon said balls to the wall.
Yeah, that started tomorrow, Pipes, not today.
Yeah. So that, again, that's kind of where it went. But it I'm sure the staff very much appreciates Merez's loyalty. And then it's just to finally be at the stage where he's signed, they can actually talk to him. They're actually only a year away from him being in uniform now. That's all good.
We've seen the Hamlins, saw him with Eastern. We've seen the Leibs.
Yep.
We've seen, here's where I'm going, we've seen kind of projections that have never really amounted to much, although I do give Leib a little credit. Was that a couple of years ago he kind of stepped in and had some decent minutes? Or was that last year?
He had a game against Minnesota. Was that last year? I think it was last year.
Yeah, that he played pretty well in. So I'll give him his due there. But we've seen these projections. What could be different about Jaxtus?
Yeah, I'll even add in, you know, Greggy Boyd Bedeen, Matisse Facil, Anthony Higgs at one point. So there are examples in there. I will say, like, on the front end, it's not just, you know, me who's telling you. And obviously, you know, I have my own thoughts on recruits. Or obviously, you know, any time a staff is going to talk about a recruit that they get, anybody around the country is going to say, this guy is awesome and everything.
You're
Our national people, after Jason was not ranked, saw him in July. Eric Bossy, a national guy for us, saw him, liked him a lot. I mean, he's 110. He's just outside of the top 100. He's actually ranked higher than Coleman Hawkins was coming out of high school.
Wow.
So that kind of just gives you a snapshot of just the fact that he's appreciated a little bit more in terms of, you know, Brandon Leib was a guy that didn't have a whole lot of offers until he had already played through his senior year. He was kind of late figuring things out. COVID hit, and then that left up some opportunities for him. But in terms of his skill set, like, he's more athletic than Brandon Leib. He's more of a fluid athlete. He's more skilled. He can handle the ball. He can pass on the perimeter. They see offensively he does some things like Coleman does.
Okay.
Like, he can stretch the floor. You can put him in his hands at the top of the key and – you know, have him dribble into a handoff to a guard, play pick and pop, see a cutter and be able to hit that on a roll, and they feel like that Jason's a better shooter than Coleman was coming out of high school. He's just very thin. Like, he's going to take longer to develop physically. And I think he gives off like a Wisconsin big man vibe a little bit.
I like it.
Because he's someone that's going to take some time. He is skilled, because usually a lot of those Wisconsin bigs have been, you know, Frank Kaminsky could step out and shoot it. John Luehr was very, very skilled. Ethan Happett is good at footwork, as you see in the Big Ten. And I'm not saying that Jackson is going to be one of those guys, but I do think that just kind of a longer term play, a guy that is super excited about staying home. His dad's from Champaign, so
he grew up a huge Illini fan.
Yeah,
dad played at Illinois Wesleyan, but
that's right.
Yeah, but Jason grew up a big Illini fan, which is kind of cool. I mean, it means nothing to it, but
it's important to have someone bought in on the process.
Amen.
Which I never questioned that with Brandon Leib. He was. He just never.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There was an expiration date on.
Good call.
Is it going to pan out? Is his body going to get there? And there's no guarantee that Jason does. I just personally, and the rankings say it too, like Jason quite a bit more than Brandon coming out of high school.
So I get all of that. Like an Illini kid, number four in the state in terms of recruiting. Jace Butler is really an outlier.
Yes.
Somebody out of California that you didn't hear, unless I'm wrong, didn't hear a lot about. Then all of a sudden you start hearing about him. Big body guy, 6'5", 190. Keep in mind, Jason is 6'10", 200, mm-hmm. and Jace Butler 6'5", 190. So this is a big-bodied guard and someone that teams out west wanted, but not the big, not the UCLAs, not the kind of schools that you'd normally think you were battling against.
Right.
But yet Illinois, Chester Frazier saw something with this kid and the rest of the staff. He's just kind of this outlier. Like, there haven't been many recruits like him, mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
No, for sure. Especially, you know, Brad Underwood, since they've been here, have gotten in a lot of high profile, you know, high major against high major type of battles. And there've been a select few. You get guys that, like a Jaxtus or some of these, like, late in the process, let's take a flyer types, which are less common now. You don't have to do that as much with the portal.
Amen.
Because you're not just like, oh, well, we got a scholarship to fill. Let's go take another high school kid. Then, you know, you obviously go to the portal and see what you can do. But I would say that Alan Griffin's one of those.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, he was a
good point.
Three-star guy, didn't have a lot of offers. Then it kind of reminds me a little bit of that because of this, too. After Illinois pushes for him, gets his commitment, and it seemed like for Alan it was after he committed. He committed, and then Syracuse was like, whoa.
Did we miss something?
Yeah, so they were actually trying to flip it late,
right?
And they didn't. Illinois, with Jace Butler, they put themselves in a position where they're battling, like you said. I mean, they're battling UC Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. They're battling New Mexico. Colorado State was in it. I think that they might have dropped out at some point. And then it's trending Illinois' way, and Stanford's like, hey, you just visited Illinois. I know you're going to announce in like a week, but you want to come to Stanford and check us out?
Yeah.
And Stanford's not USC. They're not Oregon. They're not UCLA. But the long story on it is I think that it was probably pretty refreshing for a guy like Chester Frazier. It was like a throwback for Chester Frazier, where he's at Kansas State and you're recruiting somebody. You're like, instead of outworking and out battling in a high major versus high major, you feel like you're out maybe outworking them or out identifying them in a different way.
That's
a good
way to put it.
It's like a diamond in the rough type guy, seeing something that other people haven't seen. And they think they have that with Jace Butler, who didn't have any other high major offers other than Stanford trying to come in late. And he is a big body guard, 6'4". You know, we've seen some of those in recent, they're not really recent years anymore, Lon. When I say that, then you're like, oh, wait, no, we're older than we think.
You mean when I was 45?
Like Demetri McCamey.
Right.
And Darren Williams. Those aren't recent at all. Pipes.
Early 40s.
Yeah. During my lifetime, when Kyle was a baby, is what I mean. But yeah, I think that the way he pairs, he pairs well with Draven Gibbs-Lawhorn. Gibbs-Lawhorn, more of a quick twitch, explosive athlete, wired to score. And the other side of that coin with Jace is he's not as athletic. He's not going to wow you with his speed, with his quickness. He's more crafty. He's going to use his craftiness and his strength.
Darren.
Similar. I think he plays like, again, he plays like he's not this guy. He right. plays like Jalen Brunson.
Got it.
Because he's just so, he's really high IQ, craftiness, a number of different ways, you know, just like little subtle things in terms of his body positioning.
I like it.
The way he sets up his pull-up jumper, they're lefties obviously too.
Mm.
I like him. I admittedly haven't got a chance to see him a ton in person.
Right.
Really at all in person, but I've watched a lot of his game film, and I understand what they see in him. They think he's a steal, and I could totally see it. One final note on this. I know we got to catch a break to get Joey Wagner on, but Braden Smith, who we're all familiar with now at Purdue.
Yeah.
The point guard, and he was a three-star. I believe he didn't have any other under-recruited, out of the top 150 three-star guy. I remember going to Big Ten Media Days and Matt Painter talking about, hey, nobody's discussed, you know, everybody's like, all right, point guard, is it Brandon Newman, blah, blah, blah. He's like, people outside of my program don't know who this is, but Braden Smith is a really good player, and we got him, and we expect him to do good things. I would not be surprised if Brad Underwood is in that same seat
nice.
At a Big Ten Media Days and said, hey, I know everybody else who's not covering Illinois. You cover Ohio State. You cover Michigan. You cover Indiana. You don't have any idea who the heck Jace Butler is. He's a three-star, but he's going to be good for us this year. Braden Smith was all freshman team in the Big Ten. And as Brad said today, you know, Jace has a Big Ten ready body. They expect him to be a factor early.
I'm watching. They've got something right now on YouTube called Jace Butler Commitment Day. And he's got that Illinois shirt on. So I'll have to catch that at a later time for sure to hear what he has to say there. Let's catch a break when we come down. Great breakdown, by the way, Pipes. When we come back, Joey Wagner will talk about the Illini women, picked up their opening win of the season. They're 1-0. Genesis Bryant with 32, including 10 of 11 inside the arc. That's good. And then, of yeah. course, get a top 20 recruit today for Shauna Spring. Shauna Green. It's just incredible what that
Spring
program,
Green, man.
Yeah, Spring Green, baby. That's exactly right. So when we come back, we'll hear from Joey Wagner, Illini Inquirer. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, AUDIBEL, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's AUDIBEL. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's AUDIBEL. Audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk. We talked Cubs today just for Kyle. So it was, it's been a good day for Kyle. He's gotten to talk quite a bit because Pipes wasn't here. And then we got to talk Cubs. And now we're going to join on the Tapman's Towing phone line, Illini Inquirer, splendid writer, Joey Wagner. What's up, my friend?
Ron, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man. You just spent a lot of your day with Derek Piper and hearing about seven.
Yeah, that was not ideal, spending all that time.
Hey,
Derek,
man.
Derek, you made it.
Oh!
To avoid.
It's mean.
No, it was good. It was always good to see Piper.
I forgot to tell you he was sitting here. That was my fault.
Tough work.
All right. How did Shauna Green, first of all, we went through the how is this happening last year with everything that went on. But then today to nail down a top 20 recruit in the country, how is Shauna Green and this staff, how are they doing this?
Well, winning helps. Well, I mean, sure. She'll tell you that. She said that winning, having the first season that they did in Champaign, and being in the Power Five, right? It's just those things, maybe not specifically to Barry Wallace, the five-star wing that they signed, but those things help when you're out on the recruiting trail. And now you've got, you know, that first class that was, hey, we've done this at Dayton, and we plan to do this. But now that you've got that to sell, it really goes a long way. But Barry Wallace is really relationship-driven. Shauna Green has known that family since, you know, she was in Akron for all that time.
Nice.
Really got to know the footprint of Ohio basketball varies from Pickerington Central. That helped. Like, to have that familiarity, she recruited Barry's older sister. And when she, to be quite honest, when she got this commitment back in the summer, Barry Wallace was a very good prospect when she got her. But then she, you know, I know Brad Underwood talked about today, you want to get players who are on the rise, if you put a stock in rankings, which we do, and the coaches say they don't, but Barry Wallace continued to climb, continued to elevate, and ended up being the number 20. As of right now, the number 20 ranked player in the country and a five-star recruit, and that's a huge get. It's a huge, huge get for Shauna Green and her coaching staff as they continue to stock talent, to try to build on that season, to advance deeper in the tournament, all those things.
And it seems like, obviously, Barry Wallace, not obviously, maybe people don't know this, but she's 6'1", and then you're talking about Haven Smith from Lincoln Way East here in Illinois, 6'6". And I know, Joey, after reading a lot of your articles last year, it was obvious that Kendall Bostic needed help underneath. That was kind of the one wart, if you would, on the team, is that when Bostic would get in foul trouble or on the bench, there wasn't a lot of depth. And, of course, they addressed that with the portal. But when you're bringing in a 6'1 and a 6'6 in the same class, you're looking at some big.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things. But with Barry Wallace, she can play the four as needed. She can, and Illinois's got some talent there, right, with Brent Shoup Hill and Shea Boland. But to be able to add another possibility in there, you want options as a coach. You want options. She can play the three, play on that wing. And Haven Smith's the center. And Kendall Bostic will have another year after this season. Camille Hobby will not. So Haven Smith at 6'6 is going to have an opportunity to come in there, and you know, we'll see what happens. It's hard to project out for freshmen to come in, but yeah, to go get that size, to kind of have your next five, whether that means you play a lot as a freshman or you really see that uptick as a sophomore, junior, senior, it's a big deal. And Haven Smith, guys, is a player who's gotten better as her high school career has gone on. And Shauna Green, you know, said, and paraphrasing a little bit, hey, she wasn't recruited as heavily as some other players. And she said, you just keep watching her and you just really, really, really like what you see out of her. And her high school coach will tell you she's taken big jumps over the course of, you know, last offseason, this offseason. And that's what you want. You want to try to find the player kind of moving up there and finding themselves in 6'6". I mean, that matters. And
yeah.
As Shauna Green said today, if you've got all those things early and you're 6'6", you rank like number one or number two in the country because it's just not a lot of 6'6 players. But to finally get her and really like and trust her evaluations on what they saw, that was, you know, looks to be a pretty good find for them.
Joey Wagner is our guest on the Tapman's Towing phone line. He is, of course, with Illini Inquirer, and I just learned today he doesn't like me. So
yeah, that was
Joey's
going
to have to
news.
Buy me a whiskey diet on the road for our next road trip to smooth it over.
Yeah, I didn't plan to do that, so that's tough to hear.
I think that's only fair. So on the note of big picture, Joey, it's hard not to go here. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, like, for Shauna Green to be on the job for a year and a half, to have turned a largely irrelevant program into an NCAA tournament team within that time span. Oh, by the way, get a five-star recruit, also go to the transfer portal and get someone like Camille Hobby this past off season. Obviously, Makaira Cook and Genesis Bryant, very important of building what was a tournament team last year. Just how would you explain it as someone that's followed this team closely, just what Shauna's doing and just what momentum maybe can mean, obviously, in terms of making this happen today, but beyond this?
Yeah, momentum really matters. You see it in every sport. And, you know, you can – I mean, we talk – you know, Derek, you and I are in group chat, and we talked about college basketball as a whole. And when momentum goes, it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. It's so painfully obvious. And sometimes the building of momentum isn't as obvious. And, you know, Shauna Green certainly was, right? You get to the NCAA tournament, you get a five-star. One, they know what they're doing. She put a really good coaching staff together. You've seen that. The transition early with Ryan Gensler going to take the head coaching job at Akron. You go out and you get Brittany Anderson, who's incredibly well thought of, and pull her away from Stanford and get her in this role. So, I mean, it tells you what people think of Shauna Green, what they think of Calamity McIntyre, Kat Beasley, Brittany Anderson, their methods, the way their past successes, all that plays into they're very real. They're very, very real in their approach, and they set their expectations, I think, fairly when they're talking to us or they're talking to players or just broadly talking about basketball. And that resonates. And I think, you know, Barry Wallace is a really good example of that because her dad has known Shauna Green forever. And he knows this is the real, like, what they say is what you're going to get. And I think as that message starts getting out a little bit more, whether it be Haven Smith in the state or Barry Wallace and kind of all of the connections she has and, you know, basketball, high school basketball, high-level players, it's not, you know, they know everybody. So as that word starts to trickle out a little bit, you're starting to see this happen. And then you go out and you win 20 games, you take this program that wasn't very well thought of at all, prior to Shauna Green's arrival, and you take it to the NCAA tournament, and you kind of had these moments. Now you got to build on it. You got to keep going and go further. And obviously that began last night, but just kind of a steady crescendo of a lot of different things factoring in, and the results that probably at the end of the day are the biggest deal.
Speaking of results, the team last night, the 23rd ranked Illini women's basketball team, had a chance to open up their season. They get an 81-61 win against Morehead State. No Makaira Cook last night for the Illini, but Genesis Bryant goes off for 32 points. What did you see from her last night? Can you update us on the status of Makaira Cook, and just for Genesis to be able to go out there and do that? What's that say?
Yeah, Makaira Cook, first of all, is day-to-day. That's about all we know. We know she got hit in the exhibition game. She was not on the bench last night. But we'll see. We'll see if they go to Marquette on Saturday. We'll see what that looks like. But Genesis Bryant, you saw it last year. Remember, she didn't play those 2 years at North Carolina State. So a lot of this was kind of feeling basketball, playing at a high level, building yourself back up after, sitting on the bench for a couple of years. That's a tough pill to swallow when you were a four-star recruit and had all of these things. So to get her back to that level, you saw her step into some point guard roles when Makaira Cook was out sick last year. And they kind of split off and on with each other there. But she's really good, guys. And Makaira Cook deserves every headline, every award and accolade she has coming to her, because she's an incredibly talented basketball player, a huge reason for this resurgence. But, man, Genesis Bryant's a star, too. She can shoot the heck out of it. She can facilitate. She can pass. She's been playing pretty good defense. I think last night that was my takeaway. Hey, they kind of got two stars back here in this backcourt, and it wasn't just random threes for Genesis Bryant. We've certainly seen her get on those roles where she feels like she can't miss. She was aggressive in taking the ball to the hoop. She was aggressive in her mid-range. When they needed her, she delivered. I mean, she is every bit the star that Illinois needs. And that backcourt, when Makaira Cook gets back, that's a really, really talented backcourt.
All right, Joey, last one for you. And the real reason that I wanted to have you on today is that Christian Watson's on my fantasy team, and he's not producing. So what's up?
Oh, I get it. They're terrible. Terrific. What do you mean, what's up? Goodness gracious, it's awful. Christian Watson did get hurt last week in the injury. I don't know that I've seen an injury report mid-game. So he's being evaluated for a concussion and also his back and his chest. I thought, oh, my gosh, what's left of this guy here? He kind of fell awkwardly there. Yeah, I don't know, man. If you got another option, perhaps that would be your best route, because I was telling Jeremy on my way back from Minnesota, he's getting a good kick, and you better stand, get a good kick out of me, having a little bit of a meltdown, because I'm not used to it. I know how to handle January when things are bad in the postseason, in the playoffs. I've seen that, and I understand how stupid that sounds. Like, yeah, geez, can you imagine? Like, you guys would love to have. I understand all of that. I don't know what to do when they're bad in November. This is like new for me. I don't enjoy it. It's not a fun way to go about things. I have a new respect for you, Derek Piper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've perfected bad in October sometimes. I think if they even start by.
Well, half the teams that are bad in your eyes are just fine. Your favorite teams. Now the Cardinals are bad.
Yeah.
But with your favorite teams.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching the Lante emotional experience during a season, because it is a really, really wild ride to observe.
Lon's better off just avoiding Twitter.
No. I wouldn't say that.
It's entertainment for all of us.
You're very justified, Lon, in both of your Cardinals' frustration.
Oh, boy. Yeah. The Blues aren't very good. They got beat. Yeah. Sixers are just kind of, they're good.
How'd that come about? I know we're on the radio.
Dr. J. Oh, sure. Yep. So most people would assume, as my love for the Cardinals baseball, that Stan Musial would be the reason I'd like the color red and number 6, but it's actually Dr. J. Dr. J has always been my favorite athlete ever. He was awesome, man. Julius.
The more you know. I didn't know that about you.
That's
what other sports takes do you not know about you?
I played, let's see, nothing. Actually, now that I think about it, I got nothing else.
You get 2 hours on the radio every day. I don't know how many more sports people you have.
I got nothing else other than that. That's really about it. I've got a pretty boring life, I think.
Oh, I wouldn't go that.
No, I think I got a cool life. That's the way to do it. I do know D.A. Points, who is the best athlete ever out of Pekin.
You're darn right.
Yep.
Jeremy Crouch, former Bradley.
Yeah.
Substitute on that magical run would probably like a word, but it's hard to argue D.A. Points.
Sometimes I go to Google and I'll just Google and then I'll read the stuff that's under that, right, that they bring up. And then they have like these ads. And someone had put out a story about Morton, Illinois, having the best barbecue in the state of Illinois. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, and I'm upset that I don't. I feel like I would know that if there was.
I can't remember the name of it. We need to make a road trip.
Look, I'm not trying to be a homer here, but I frequent Black Dog enough to think that might not be very true.
Yeah, well, that and Hickory River. I mean, we've got some good. And 17th Street down in Carbondale, Marion. I thought one of those would be the key. But yeah, we'll have to maybe you and Pipes and I can hit up a SIU at Illinois State basketball game at Redbird, and we'll roll through Morton and try out the best barbecue in the state of Illinois.
Let's do it. That sounds great. Let's do that.
And we'll eat Milky Ways on the way.
Nope.
That's awesome. Joey Wagner, you are great. Thank you.
Hater.
I know we're 10 minutes late for you. We apologize.
Hey, no problem, guys. It's been one of those days. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Keep up the great work, buddy. Thank you, Joey Wagner.
See you, Joey.
He's a funny dude and a good writer.
He's a lot of fun. Very good writer.
Yep. He just looks for those stories, doesn't he?
He's got an eye for it, obviously a way with words, and his scene setting, and just kind of the wit that he writes with, too, is very, very good. So,
you guys in Inquirer have some talented
people. We do. We're lucky.
There's no doubt about it.
And we have a lot. Also, it's fun to just, in the meantime, while we're quote-unquote working, writing, sitting at games, he's a fun chat.
Oh, I can't imagine. I'm a VIP guy at Inquirer.
I know you are.
Kyle is.
So am I.
I just checked my account, and they just pulled the, $8,500 a year to be a VIP subscriber. I didn't realize that.
$8,500?
Am I getting screwed or something?
Man.
That's what they took out of my.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if that's the case, I'm getting a raise, so sweet.
No, it's cheaper than dirt to be able to read Illini stuff every day. It's
maybe
awesome.
We should make it $8,500.
Yeah, you could try it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I'd stay with you.
No, I know.
I love you, but I can hear you talk about it every day. I can hear it. Kyle, way to run the board, my friend.
Should we put you back here sometime coming up?
Yes.
Again?
Oh,
be hilarious.
I'm dreading that. Got to thank Joey Wagner on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Got to thank Piper for being late. I got to run the show today. I haven't done this in a while. Kind of felt good to do that. I even let Kyle come in on one break because I hadn't got my sucker done. Yeah. So I was like, you're going to have to bring us in. That's how I do it with the
classic,
young kids.
Classic line.
I just have to make them. Otherwise, they don't want to do it.
They got to learn.
You got to do it, man. You just got to jump in. All right, Pipes, look forward to reading your stuff on Inquirer about everything that happened today. Tomorrow, we'll hear some fresh Brett Bielema. Get you ready for Illinois, Indiana. A lot to do. No more Cubs talk tomorrow. That's even better.
Yes. Unless they sign someone. Unless Ohtani becomes a Cub overnight.
If they sign Ohtani, you can have all 2 hours. You can have all 2 hours.
I'm not coming in.
You can set up all the Cubs guests you want and have 2 hours, and Piper and I'll sit on the couch. Piper's not coming in. Perfect.
Deal.
Let's get out of here. And Philo, once again, a train coming through right at the top of the hour. It's amazing how uncanny that is.